It's a prank, bro. It's a prank. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I've just got this flamethrower over here, and I'm just going to blast cars as they go through an intersection. What could possibly go wrong, Abe? Anybody who's new to this is wondering why there's a half-naked dude behind me. Shut up! Don't worry about it. Anyhow, you've got TikTok prank. Fuck the... Boy, pranks are weird these days. When I was a kid and we did all a bunch of illegal, stupid shit. I mean, the legal shit I did as a kid was real stupid. Like, tipping over somebody's Volkswagen. I guess that wasn't funny for the person who owned that car. Shut up! Anyway, we knew not to record ourselves when we did stuff that was illegal. Not so much today. These idiots, they like to film themselves and then upload it to TikTok. Yeah, but these are crimes. Yeah, no, bro. No, bro. Don't worry about it. Like, it's a prank. Okay. There you go. By the way, I'm buying two of these. I got to buy two of these. I have to buy as many as I can, actually, before you idiots get these yanked. These are cool as hell. But, he's spraying this at a gas station, guy. What could possibly go wrong? Future engineer and scientist, TikTok division over here. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's just a prank. Some H-1B is going to run out of this gas station and go, dude, what are you doing? Is that flammable means flammable? Yes. Yes, idiot. So there you go. He's filling this up over here at a gas station. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine. I don't know. Seems like it's a horrible way to fill it. Then there you go. Just, yep, I'm going to set the street on fire. 10, boys. I love the number 10, right? It's my favorite number. Again, cool. This is where shit goes sideways. So there's a bunch of people in the comment section. This is Amiri King over here. Dude, $1 million bond over this. Come on, what's going on? Well, he's spraying cars with this. I don't know. Yeah, I think we should arrest the dude. And the comment section is full of people going, hey, man, it's not like the thing's illegal. What do you mean the thing? You could buy it on eBay or Sizzle over here, boys. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's totally, look, it's for sale. It's not illegal. Okay. Don't make me be the guy, though. Yeah, it might not be illegal. Apparently, flamethrowers are only illegal in like one state. Well, they're going to be illegal in all states if you guys keep doing stupid shit like this. I want to, listen, before you do stupid shit like this and get these things yanked, I want to buy some of these. And again, yes, okay, the flamethrower is not illegal, but here you go. Let's spray this at cars in the intersection. Yeah, let's do this. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Hey, what's going on, SA? The taste buds are on a gas station doing all of this. All right, so yeah, let's get real pedantic. The flamethrower is not illegal. Blasting it off at cars next to a fucking gas station. Yeah, that part's fucking illegal. You got a terrorism charge. By the way, again, you know.
Fuck you. I hate you.
You've got a flamethrower in public. You're in an intersection spraying it. When you get, when the police show up, just take the fucking arrest. Put the thing down, put your hands out and go, yep, cuff me. Because clearly what I'm doing is fucking stupid, right? I mean, yeah, okay. I mean, you could own up to it at this point. Setting fucking buses. Guys, there's the gas station that he filled. Motherfucker's so lazy. He's like, I guess I could take this back to my house and have a lot of fun with it. I guess I could take this. I'm not saying to do this, by the way, but I could take this to an empty fucking parking lot. The mall a few blocks down has been shut down. Thanks, COVID. And no. I'm just going to go to the intersection. I'm not even going to bother crossing all the way across the street. I'm just going to start setting shit on fire as people drive through it. I mean, this is illegal. Yeah, idiot. It's fucking illegal. And sure enough, when the cops show up, he fights the cops. He's a fucking idiot. So here's his charges. Carrying concealed weapon. I don't know how... Did he have a gun on him? That ain't fucking... In what world is that concealed? It's fucking concealed. Anyway, let's roll with it. So charge description. Resisting public officer. He resisted arrest. Possessing a weapon of mass destruction. Now, I hear you. Is it a weapon of mass destruction? Well, if we're going by any standard of the mainstream media press and the George Bush administration, then it's a super duper weapon of mass destruction. I don't believe it is. But I think when you're spraying a flamethrower in the middle of the street next to a fucking gas station and the cops roll up and you start fighting the fucking cops over the situation, I'm thinking they probably elevate all of the charges. So, $1 million? Dude got $1 million bond over this. Well, he's lucky he didn't get fucking shot. No, actually, man, I'm allowed to fight you guys. No, you're not allowed. Dude, you got a flamethrower in the middle of the street. We got to arrest you. No, man. Come on, 16, 19. I'm allowed to do this. What are you, a racist? Sir, put the flamethrower down. I ain't got to put the flamethrower down. All right? Racist crackers. And it's a great way to get shot by the police. But there you go. Dude with a flamethrower in the middle of the street next to a gas station shooting it at cars is surprised that he's arrested. It's a prank, bro. Here in Wakanda, we invented pranks. You racists. This is not a prank. You're under arrest. fucking stupid. But by the way, I got to go buy all of these right now. All right. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support chat. I kept today on dudes being surprised that they're getting arrested for shooting at cars with a flamethrower in the middle of the street. That's a great one. And make way. Because assault must flow.